Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, everyone.
Good morning.
Here we are, guys, in another virtual semester. Today, we're here to bring you some ideas, though, on how to ensure your sanity this semester and talk a little bit more on self-affirmation. Leah, tell me a little bit about what self-care tips you have for our Lobos this semester.
Yeah, so starting off, since it's 2021 now, go out and get a new agenda or start one on a Word doc. I went to my last agenda to write a bunch of stuff down, and so did my sister, and it ended at 2020. So we had to Target, Circle app, pick up a new agenda. So if you want to write things down, you'd like to write things down, go and grab another agenda or a journal or start a Word doc. But write things down for yourself if it has to do with school or not school. Releasing some, you know, thoughts on paper is always therapeutic. Also, try to wake up at the same time every day. I'm so bad about this, but it's been proven to work if you wake up at the same time every day. Also, try to exercise a little. It helps to boost your mood. That's proven, even if it's just to go take a walk or, you know, go for a little jog or maybe do some Zumba at home, anything just to move your body a little bit, because I know we're all sitting at the computer. And then I know when my semester always started, the first couple of days, I would get together with my friends and we'd talk about all of our new classes. So FaceTime with them. Your friends are literally on, like, on your little screen all the time. So talk to them about your classes and, you know, take care of yourself this semester, Lobos. We believe in you. And I know Chris has something.
Well, I was going to say before we have Chris pop on, Leah, those are really good tips. You know, organization has proven to, once you're organized, like, your life just becomes a little bit less chaotic. And so, like you said, journaling is definitely a good point. And all the other self-care tips you also mentioned can be put into that journal. So, like, if you were going to work out on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, you can, you know, schedule that into your journal. And however cliche that sounds, like, pampering yourself doesn't necessarily mean, like, ojo caliente or going to a spa or I don't know. Like, sometimes it could just be like, okay, I'm gonna challenge myself to wake up every day. And I really like that. But yeah, Chris, you said you're into these TikTok videos that you keep telling us about. Can you share with us?
Oh yeah. So I don't know if you guys are like me or all the students listening are like me, but I find myself constantly getting sucked in to, like, TikTok binges. Like, I'll be sitting there and I plan to only be there for like 5 minutes, and then it ends up being like an hour or something. And on my For You page, there's always like these relaxation videos or like taking care of yourself or positive affirmations. And on that note, like Leah said, go get a new planner and stuff. I decided to do that yesterday. I went to Walmart and I got a new planner and calendar. And when I was there, I found these really cool affirmation notes that you, like, do every day while you're at your desk. And it just lets you write down little, like, positive things that are happening throughout your day and asks you how many glasses of water you had and just something good that happened throughout that day. And
I love that, Chris. Sometimes the most positive thing that happened to you that day is drinking 8 glasses of water. Like, I love that.
So true.
Yeah. Yeah, my affirmation for yesterday was, I can and I will, because it was my first day of classes, and I'm a little scared, but nonetheless, TikTok showed me, like, a lot of ways to, like, kind of, I guess, like, bring ojo to my house. I don't know if you're like me, but after I, like, shower and brush my teeth and shave, like, I feel like such a bad bee, and I feel like throughout, like, break and last semester, I really, like, stopped taking care of myself. Like, I didn't look at myself in the mirror as much. I didn't shave. I let the scruff grow in. And I just feel like, as long as we treat ourselves, even if it's just here at home, like, get a razor, shave your face, wash your hair, put a mask on, a homemade mask, $2, blend up some oatmeal, warm water, and put it on your face. And it'll just make you feel a lot better, you know?
That's a really good point. I think, okay, so I said pampering doesn't always have to mean un ojo caliente, but having ojo en su casa, we'll say that. Okay, I don't know, I'm trying to get all Spanish. Ojo, or like the spa at home, is super simple. Like you said, oatmeal, hot water, or Leah, we went to this self-care thing like it feels like forever ago, but they had like what, lemon juice, sugar, and olive oil.
Yeah, and we did sugar lip scrubs where it was just sugar and olive oil, and then you would just like rub it on your lips and it would exfoliate your lips. Like that was fun, and that was like a big hit, and people didn't know they could make it at home.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I think I still have mine, and my hands sometimes feel horrible, but they help take away all the dry skin. So those are some really good ideas, guys. I really appreciate you sharing those with our Lobos. Lobos, you probably hear us talking really fast. It's because our resolution this year was to get our podcast under 15 minutes for you all. So these are short, quick little tidbits that can help you get through your day. Speaking of resolutions, though, we wanted to have a little bit of time to talk to you about resolutions. I think we have like 5 minutes left or so. But what we really wanted to say is you don't need to make resolutions hard, or you don't even need to make them at all if you don't want. Leah, share us what your resolution was for this year.
Yeah, so I used to make these big elaborate resolutions, and like everyone else, like by the end of January, you drop off and then you forget about your resolution. And so I was like, okay, what if I could do something very small? And that's how to spell. I know how to spell most words. Spell check. I've gotten so reliant on Word, and it's just so frustrating when I'm taking notes down and my brain is like trying to figure out how to remember how to spell this word, but my computer usually does it for me. And so that was like a big thing that I wanted to learn, is like just like be a better speller and also learn new vocabulary words. Like I feel like I'm using the same like 1,000 words all the time, so I want to like learn more words. So I've been trying to read more. You know, that's not gonna be that great over the next semester, but I'm gonna try and then learn how to spell a little bit better.
That is such a simple resolution, but so helpful for the rest of your life.
It sounds so silly now that I say it out loud.
Oh, Lord. It's so funny. Chris, what's your...
Oh, well.
I love that, Leah. Number one, I feel like I should also implement that, but maybe next year. Maybe next year I'll conquer that. Just kidding. But no, my resolution was just not only to, like, try to live a healthier lifestyle, not only physically, but mentally. A lot of the times I find myself being not insensitive, but I don't necessarily take other people's feelings or emotions into consideration. And reflecting on that, I've decided to think a little bit longer before I speak. And just before I tweet something, just maybe...
I think 2020 taught us all that from some certain person. I will not mention names, but I really like that idea too, Chris.
Yeah, but hey, we don't have to worry about that anymore as of today, inauguration day, not just a little segue onto that, but not to get political, but yeah, just leave a tweet in my drafts for a day, reflect on it before I tweet it, because you never know, later on in the years, I want to look back on it and say, wow, I was a real butt munch. I want to look back and say, wow, I was so kind. No wonder everybody loves me. Just kidding. But no, for real. Hey, I want to be a little bit more kind to others.
That's a goal that everyone should, especially in this time and in this world right now in which we're, you know, seeing such negativity. Hopefully that'll turn itself soon. But being kind to others and just being mindful of what you say and what you do and your actions mean a lot. You know, this isn't my resolution for this year, but for last year, Leah and another one of our student employees before we had Chris would tell me all the time, like, you're listening to us, but you're not hearing us. And I never really understood what they meant. And so last year I made my resolution to actually give people my attention when they're talking to me. And so, you know, I turn my chair, I physically will give them my full attention. And I noticed my relationships really expanded with, you know, just taking that time. And so I hope that taking that time for you to spell more or think about spelling more and taking that time to, you know, really think about what you say or do before doing it will benefit not only you, but the people around you as well in your relationships. My resolution this year is just to be more mindful. You know, I was, for those of you who don't know, I graduated last semester. And so I felt like I was a rat race.
Yeah.
Thanks. But I felt like I was in a rat race all the time. And so now it's just to be more mindful. Like if I'm hanging out with someone, be mindful, be encompass every single moment that you have with them. And we have had some coworkers who have lost a lot of loved ones last year due to COVID. And so that was one thing that I really wanted to do was like, if I am with you on Zoom or FaceTime or, you know, social distancing in a parking lot, because I do that with some of my friends, that you will have my whole attention. And I'm not going to really think about the future as much anymore, but just living for today. So, you know, these, like we said, your resolutions don't have to be hard. And if you don't have resolutions, so be it. Get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, shave, like Chris was saying. And if you don't have a face, shave your legs, your underarms. Yeah. You don't want to shave either. That's cool. Just put
let
on
it
some
grow.
Yeah, it's still cold. Like a... Don't shave at all if you don't want to.
Yeah, just put on some fresh undies.
There you go. Yeah, just make yourself feel good in a different way. Yeah. We got this, Lobos. 2021 is going to be better. And not because the world is going to be better, because we're all going to try and make it better. Right, guys?
Yeah, get into
for
it.
For sure.
I'm trying to get myself into it. And I'm going to continue to remind you guys of your resolutions, because I feel like when people constantly remind you of your resolutions, it's something you can't forget and you have to practice. So
dang it. Now I'm just going to feel like I'm at a spelling bee at work all the time. Just kidding. That'll be good. That's good for me.
Leah, how do you spell hippopotamus?
Go. Hippopotamus.
And if you guys can't see, I mean, you guys can't see her. She's looking around the room like she really doesn't want
to. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Way to put her under the friggin' bus.
I know, on the spot. Next podcast, I'll have a word that I will be able to spell.
I like that. Okay. Let's do that. All right, guys. Well, thanks for being here today. It was great to talk to you. I know I talk to you every day, but I really miss these podcasts. I feel like they're more fun than work.
Me too.
Yeah, definitely.
Lobos, if you have anything you want us to talk about, or if you want to be a guest on our podcast, message us on Instagram or on Facebook or however you want to get a hold of us. And we can have you on here and we can talk about your day and maybe do student takeovers. You know, this is all about you guys, for you guys. So here we are. Well, once again, thanks for listening to Honesty with Shaq HP.
Bye, Lobos.
Talk to y'all later.